This is chapel service for December 13th, 1961. Miss Arnold is leading the service.
There's a wideness in God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea. There's a kindness in his judgment which is more than liberty. For the love of God is broader than the measure of man's mind, and the heart of the eternal is most wonderfully kind. Let us join in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come in this moment of concentrated awareness to give thee thanks for thyself and for our knowing thee. We give thee thanks and praise that thou art always satisfying us with new knowledge of thee in our lives. We offer our praise for the ways in which our past yearnings have been satisfied. We bring ourselves to thee if we can. Reveal to us the ways in which we separate ourselves from thee. Cause us to have new insights about ourselves and our relationships to thee and to others. Cause us to have more than intellectual acceptance of ourselves. Create in us new hearts and cause us to commit ourselves even now in new ways to thee. Strengthen us in these commitments. We pray for those nearest and dearest to us who may be like ourselves, separated from thee in ways they know or in ways they do not know. We pray for those who are sick and who raise persistent questions which cannot be answered. We pray for those who feel themselves apart from all other people in mind and spirit. We commit all persons of our concern to thee, and pray that we may know ways to love them and to share thy love. We extend our concern for those who have gone out from us in past years from this place. Some of them are in strange lands and wishing for human kin at this season of memories. We pray for them in whatever ways they need our love and the knowledge of your love. We pray for those who are nearby in their work, but who find themselves also in strange lands of thought and custom and practice. Give them a new sense of patience and humbleness and hope in thee. In all of our ways, teach us to commit ourselves and to worship thee. Amen. Two weeks ago, the minister in my church, in introducing his sermon, suggested that a most appropriate hymn for the Advent was not in our hymnals. And then he preached on the glory of the coming of the Lord. As he referred to the battle hymn of the Republic, line by line and phrase by phrase, I became excited, as he was, over the deep, other than patriotic meaning of the words which are in that hymn. By the time he'd finished, I found myself wanting to sing, "Glory, glory, hallelujah, our God is marching on." That hymnal is in our hymn book. I should like to offer you the opportunity this morning of looking at the content of those words and of singing it however joyously your own experience may lead you. Let us stand to sing hymn number 488. During the days each year between the third week in November and the 25th of December, many of us in the organized life of the church find ourselves oftentimes engaged in the ritual of good works. There are announcements about Thanksgiving baskets and white Christmas services. There are persistent calls and arguments with the welfare departments. Persons are urged to remember the sick and the lonely. Though such remembrances are good and appropriate, particularly at a season when love is felt greatly among us, sometimes persons may stop short in the midst of the pressures of participation and wonder to himself, is this a valid, meaningful expression of my concern? Some months ago, I had the refreshing experience of coming across some words which have a little different viewpoint about concern. They are written by Norman Cousins, who is presently the editor of the Saturday Review of Literature, and who has traveled throughout the world. As I have read some of his memories of what he's seen in the world, I have been impressed by his ability to look upon starving masses and needy people. He has been able also to catch in the spirit of individuals that which says they will give themselves in ministering. I found that the editorial which was done by Mr. Cousins was reprinted in the Royal Service magazine, the official journal of the Southern Baptist WMU, last September. As I read it, I am reminded that I should like to ask Mr. Cousins a little bit more about some of the phrases he uses. But I think for the sake of the total feeling which is here, I shall read it to you as he has written. I offer it with a prayer that it may help you reaffirm before God what your own witness is in Christian love. Compassion is not quantitative. Certainly, it is true that behind every man whose entire being cries out for help, there may be a million or more equally entitled to attention. But this is the poorest of all reasons for not helping a single man. Where then does one begin or stop? You begin with the first man who puts his life in your hands. And you continue so long as you are able to continue, so long as you are capable of personal mobilization. How to choose? How to determine which one of a million men surrounding you is more deserving than the rest? Do not concern yourself with such speculations. You will never know. You will never need to know. Reach out and take hold of the one who happens to be nearest. If you are never able to help or save another, at least you will have saved one. Many people stroll through an entire lifetime without doing even this. To help put meaning into a single life may not produce universal regeneration, but it happens to represent the basic form of energy in a society. It also is the best of individual responsibility. Albert Camus liked to quote Emerson's assertion that every wall was a door. "Let us," said Camus, "not look for the door and the way out anywhere but in the wall against which we are living." Great ideas, it has been said, come into the world as gently as doves. Perhaps then, if we live attentively, we shall hear, amid the uproar of empires and nations, a faint flutter of wings, the gentle stirring of life and hope. Some will say that this hope lies in a nation, others in a man. I believe rather that it is awakened, revived, nourished by millions of solitary individuals whose deeds and works every day negate frontiers and the crudest implications of history. Each and every man, on the foundation of his own sufferings and joys, builds for all.
Thank you.
Our Father, we believe that the answer to human need is in Thee through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Even as we go, let us worship in all of our ways.